You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Morgan Neely. The Grand Avenue Bridge project in Glenwood Springs has caused a lot of anxiety for businesses downtown, and now a month into the project, we turn to our reporter, Wyatt Orm, to learn about what effects the bridge project has had. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So is it all doom and gloom for businesses in Glenwood Springs?
We don't really know yet because the sales tax report from August won't be ready for a little while. But I did talk to Marianne Virgili. She's the CEO of the Glenwood Chamber. And she said businesses who are feeling the most impact are the ones that people need to drive to. If you're on the detour route, the last thing you want to do is lose your place in line. So people don't stop. They want to get out of town. On the other hand, she said that businesses who are close to bus stops are holding their own because there's been so much rafter ridership since the project began. I called up a bike shop down there, and they told me that while bike sales aren't up, they're repairing tons of bikes, way more than usual. They call it the cobweb tune because basically it's people pulling out their old bikes and getting them fixed up so they can ride to work and avoid the detour traffic.
So other than bikes and buses, are people still coming to Glenwood?
Yes. Tourists are coming to Glenwood, but let's be very clear, the Glenwood Chamber is not advertising the bridge project on the Front Range. That has been missing from a lot of their ad copy, apparently. I spoke with Lisa Langer earlier this week. She's the vice president of marketing for the Chamber. She said the tourists are still coming. They're staying in hotels. They're walking. Before the bridge closed, the tourism numbers were about what they were a year ago, but it's the locals who are staying away from downtown because it seems like such a hassle to get down there.
Is the chamber doing anything specifically to get people to come back to downtown?
Yes, they're doing a treasure hunt. It's called A Bridge to Riches. Each week, a new clue is posted on the chamber's website, and there's a treasure hidden somewhere downtown. If you find it, you could win a prize package that's supposedly worth more than $1,000. But the basic idea, get people downtown, get them spending money, get them going to restaurants and bars and so forth. There are also some individual businesses that are working together to offer their own incentives. There's a group of 10 businesses that have joined together. They're offering a punch card where if you make purchases at some of these places, you get a free pass to Iron Mountain Hot Springs.
But you have to get there first.
Yes, you do.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That was reporter Wyatt Orm discussing how businesses in Glenwood Springs are being affected by the Grand Avenue Bridge project. The bridge closed on August 14th and is on track to reopen around Thanksgiving. I'm Morgan Neely. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.